from KQED.
This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny, and in this Forum segment, we want to provide you with a good head start on finding out what and who is coming to the Bay Area this fall and what performers, shows, and events are going to be of potential special interest to you. And we're talking with KQED's Senior Arts Editor, Chloe Veltman, who joins us here in the studio. Welcome, Chloe.
Hello, Michael.
Hi. I was telling Chloe before we went on the air, I did a lot of cherry picking and went to the trouble of looking at all of these things that are coming in the fall, and they are abundant, and we'll try to get to as many of them as we can. But give us some of your top picks here.
Oh, my goodness. The thing is, there's so much happening that it was really hard
even to... It's an embarrassment of riches. Yeah.
Indeed. Big things, small things from all over the Bay. So, well, one thing that I'm really excited about is this conceptual art show called The Proposal. There's a sort of a fascinating story behind it. This Brooklyn-based artist, Jill Magid, sort of became obsessed with a famous Mexican architect, now deceased, Luis Barragan. And she wants to see his professional archives return to the public domain and to the Mexican government. Right now, they're privately owned. So she did something extraordinary, which was she, with the help of the family, she exhumed his ashes and had a company transform those ashes into a 2-carat diamond, which she then set in a ring. And she's using that ring as a sort of a bartering tool with the private owners to see if she can get the archive returned.
So instead of call to diamonds, we go ashes to diamonds.
Yeah, it's kind of like exchanging his body for a body of work, if you will. And there's an exhibition at the San Francisco Art Institute that's opening Friday, September the 9th, that will show some of the videos related to this project, artifacts. The ring is going to be on display. And the thing that's intriguing is that the New Yorker has covered this in detail. So you can really get, if you read that article from a little while back, you can get a really good understanding of the amazing narrative behind this exhibition.
Well, as long as we're talking about art, I noticed there's a Frank Stella exhibit coming, which probably ought to be noted by those who are fans of his, and lots more that's coming indeed. Let's talk, in fact, about The Dream of the Red Chamber. This is a San Francisco opera production. It'll be featuring Dream of the Red Opera, an audio excerpt from the 2015 performance with the Shenzhen Orchestra at Bing Concert Hall at Stanford. And let's hear a little of this. This is a song called Never Have I Heard a Voice with singers Amy Owens and Joseph Dennis. Well, there you get a little taste of it. I mentioned Frank Stella. He's going to be the Young, by the way, a retrospective from November 5th into February. But that makes me think of lots going on here in terms of the opera. We've got a free concert in Golden Gate Park that the San Francisco Opera is putting on.
That's right. But this is the big world premiere, The Dream of the Red Chamber. I think that Stanford performance was probably a workshop because the official opening is on September the 10th. And it's exciting because it features really an A-list of artists involved in this. So you've got music by Bright Sheng, who's one of the most important Chinese-American composers in the world today. David Henry Huang, Tony Award-winning playwright, working on the libretto. Designer is Tim Yip, who most people know from his work on the designs for the movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And then this incredible Taiwanese stage director and playwright by the name of Stan Lai is directing it. And you know, the thing about this story, Michael, is it's super famous, especially within the Chinese world. It's Dream of the Red Chamber is based on this important 18th century literary work by Cao Shixuan, and it's this massive epic in 6 volumes of 50 main characters. So it's going to be interesting to see how they turn all that into an opera.
Well, you've also reminded me of the fact, like I said, I've done a little cherry picking here. Mark Morris is coming to town, and Layla and Marjan, which is a world premiere of Cal Performances. This is a love craze story. It's a story that's told throughout the Islamic world. It's an epic again, and actually the genesis of it had to do with Yo-Yo Ma. It's a world premiere October 2nd.
Exactly so. So this is another project happening in the Bay Area, which involves some, you know, very famous A-list artists, right? We've got Mark Morris and his dance company, Howard Hodgkin, famous painter, is doing the sets. And I am particularly excited about the singing. Azerbaijani singers Alim Kasimov and his daughter Fergana are doing this incredible singing from the central steps. It's very searing. And so they're performing these two lovers at the center of this story in Layla and Majnun. It's another love story, yeah.
Very different kind of singing comes to mind here than what we're talking about.
Right.
But I have to get this in here because I noticed that Grace Jones is coming to the Greek Theater, that we've got, in terms of Levi Stadium, Coldplay, Beyonce. I mean, this is all coming up this fall. Underwood is going to be, I guess, in town. Also, Black Sabbath is coming to town. I mean, just like I say, it's an extraordinary embarrassment of riches.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of very famous people coming here. But I mean,
Van Morrison, SF Jazz.
Van Morrison, SF Jazz, too. I think also there are some interesting things that are happening a little bit more off the beaten track, too.
Tell us.
Yeah. For example, down in San Jose, they're launching a new dance program for the public. This is where you can just go and shake your booty, make some new friends, and learn a new kind of dance, for example, the two-step or the foxtrot or the merengue and so on. Every week, a different dance. They're going to have expert teachers on hand at Plaza de Cesar Chavez every Thursday night, starting this week through October the 20th. So I think it's a great opportunity to learn something new, or if you already know that dance, to show off your moves.
And the Smuin Ballet is coming also to the Bay Area again, and you've got all kinds of music happening. There's going to be a Marin Music Festival going on at the Marin Rod and Gun Club. Treasure Island has a music festival in October. In fact, I've got singer James Blake, who will be one of the performers in that Treasure Island Music Festival. Let's hear a little of him. He's here singing with Bon Iver on I Need a Forest Fire. By the way, that's Bon Iver. You read things straight sometimes, and you don't read them straight. Tell us more about the Treasure Island Festival.
The Treasure Island Festival is happening the weekend of October the 15th and October the 16th. It's going to be sad for a lot of fans of this festival because Treasure Island is being redeveloped. So this is the last year, at least for the time being, that the festival is going to be there on Treasure Island. And it really is one of the most scenic places to experience live music around here. You know, people love it, not just for the views, but also because you get to get on, you know, free transportation from the middle of San Francisco out there. And also, I think the lineups every year have kind of been a great way to experience today some of the stars of the future, as well as, you know, some big names. So for example, this year's lineup, there are hip-hop stars, Ice Cube, for example, Young Thug, who's a newer star, and then of course James Blake. We just played a little bit of his music. He has this lovely searing falsetto, doesn't he? I really enjoy his voice.
And Harley Strictly Bluegrass is coming back in October.
That's right, another great festival. I mean, there are so many. So anyway, and the organizers of the Treasure Island Festival say they're looking for another location. So we'll stay tuned to see where it might roll out next year. But for the time being, I think this will be a great opportunity to enjoy those views and a bit of music.
Boy, there's much to enjoy and much to actually participate in. In fact, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Litquake in October also.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot going on the literary front, for sure.
Let me give out the number. Let me actually invite listeners. We're doing a Fall Arts preview with Chloe Veltman, who is KQED's senior arts editor. And we put out the question to listeners, is there something you are particularly excited about? You know, we're covering some of the waterfront here and some of the territory we need to, but you may want to tell us about some things that you know about, and you may indeed want to tell us about some things that you are especially shall we say, panting over thinking about participating in or being a part of. Let me give you the toll-free number. It's 866-733-6786, and you can become part of the program by dialing in at that number. Again, 866-733-6786. Number of other ways, of course, to participate. Let us know what you're thinking about, what you're looking forward to, or perhaps something that you would like listeners to know about that is going to be happening this fall in the arts and culture scene. You can email us, forum@kqed.org, or go right to our website, kqed.org/forum, and click on the segment. And you can also, of course, tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQEDForum, and go to our Facebook page. Many ways, of course, to participate. I noticed in a listing of what's coming up in the fall that Book Passage over in Corte Madeira. Actually, I'm going to be there launching my book, but we won't get into that. That's not a, that's a very that's an event of fall asleep over. But they're going to be featuring Aisha Curry with her cookbook, which is kind of cool. I mean, probably be a full house for that one, I imagine.
I think so. She's very popular. Yeah. There's another literary event that I'm interested in. Well, it's not just literary. There's also performance and visual aspects involved. But it's the 100th anniversary in November of the founding of the Dada art movement in a cafe in Zurich in Switzerland. And the City Lights bookseller and publisher is putting together a sort of a city-wide event to celebrate this 100th anniversary. So they're partnering with a Swiss consulate and Basic Books and the Contemporary Jewish Museum to kind of bring back some of these great figures and ideas from this sort of countercultural revolutionary movement in art. So maybe people might be familiar with Marcel Duchamp and Tristan Tzara, but you know, there's going to be film screenings and lectures and art installations and some really interesting artists from the Bay Area involved, like poet Chinaka Hodge and the all-male Leonard Cohen tribute choir Conspiracy of Beards, who are wonderful.
And as long as we're talking about anniversaries and art, let me put in a couple of other things that people will want to be apprised of. The Oakland Museum is doing a 50-year anniversary of the Black Panther Party, which I guess will begin, well, this fall in October, I believe.
Yeah, October the 8th, yeah.
And then lest we leave photography behind here, Anthony Hernandez's exhibit is going to be at SF MoMA beginning September 24th.
That's right.
So lots to learn about and lots to participate in, as we've been seeing. And let's find out what you, our listeners, have to say. But let me first read a comment from Robert, who says, top of my list, San Francisco Open Studios, the oldest and largest open studios program in the country, an annual month-long art event in October and November, showcasing over 800 emerging and established San Francisco artists in their studios. He sounds like he may have a piece of the action here. And then he goes on to say, and there is no better way to explore new neighborhoods, meet fascinating people, and see fresh art up close. Does that include Pokemon Go? I don't know, in terms of meeting other people?
That's right. There could be
outside.
Some Pokemon Goers out at the Open Studios this year. Who knows?
Who knows? Well, let's get our callers on. We begin, Sheena, with you. Morning.
Good morning. I'm calling to recommend the Kings Mountain Art Fair that's this Labor Day weekend up in Woodside off of Skyline. We have juried artists and a bunch of local artists, and it supports the local volunteer fire brigade and elementary school.
Okay. Thank you for that. There's also, as usual in the fall for some reason, a lot of activity going around with Shakespeare productions. I was just remembering the fact that the Marin Shakespeare Company is doing Othello, and that's a major production. Let me thank the caller and get another caller on here, and that's you, Catherine. Hi.
Hi there, Michael. I'm calling in about an event, a first annual Los Gatos Listowel Writers Festival. We're bringing over Irish writers. Los Gatos is a sister city with Listowel in Ireland, where the internationally acclaimed Writers Festival happens every year for the last 40 years.
Are they bringing writers from the old side over here, or are you just talking?
We are bringing writers from the old side. Yeah, we're bringing Mike McCormack, a trio of young Irish women crime writers, and Poetry Ireland are sending over some of their poets. And we have local Irish writers from the Bay Area taking part as well. And we have Hugo Hamilton, who's written about his German-Irish upbringing in a acclaimed memoir recently.
That sounds wonderful.
So, yeah, first of many, we hope. So October 6th through 9th, we're kicking off with the John Ford Steinbeck event, just with a nod to Los Gatos. And John Ford, of course, directed The Quiet Man as well as The Grapes of Wrath. So we're tying that in for a kickoff.
Well, Catherine, thank you for bringing that to our attention, and good luck with it. Appreciate hearing from you. And one other mention. In November, Baryshnikov and Robert Wilson as part
right.
of Cal Performances.
Cal Performances, another big show they're bringing in.
Boy, amazing just what's going on this fall. Let me bring more of our callers in. And David, you're next. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. We are having a San Jose Poetry Festival in San Jose on September the 18th. It's a Sunday. It's an all-day event. Our keynote speaker is your Alejandro Maguria from San Francisco.
Now he's the laureate poet of San Francisco, or was, yeah.
Yes, and we will be having two of our own laureates, poets from Santa Clara County. That would be Arlene Biala, the present one, and Emeritus Sally Ashton. It's got two wonderful workshops and a series, all-day series. It runs from 9 in the morning till 6 o'clock, and it's at History Park in San Jose.
All right. We thank you for that. And speaking of the South Bay, Chloe, Nick Cave's going to be at Stanford.
That's right. There's so much interesting stuff happening in the South Bay. So starting September the 14th and running till through next summer, Nick Cave is this multidisciplinary artist, not to be confused with the rock artist that many people know. And he's best known for these massive, furry, multicolored sculptures. They're known as sound suits. And not only are they very interesting visually, but they're made to be worn so people can step inside them and sort of dance around and perform in them. And some of the most fun things you can do is to not only just experience these suits in an exhibition, but also to see them sort of in motion. They're really tactile. And when I see them, I think of, you know, that the Wookiees from Star Wars, I think of them as these sort of big, multicolored Wookiees, kind of like Wookiee sort of fell into a cotton candy machine or something. It's funny. They're funny to look at. But as beautiful as they are and as fun, I think they also make quite a serious statement about identity, because when you're inside one of these things, you know, no one can tell anything about you. They don't know your age. They don't know your age. They don't know your gender. You're completely camouflaged. And so there's this other kind of sinister meaning, I think, more to do with like maybe war and conflict as well, when you think about the camouflage side of things.
Do you know, I want to go with you to the North Bay, if we could, because do you know about this textile show up in Geyserville? I mean, this may be off a lot of people's radar and everything, but they've got tapestries by Chuck Close, Alex Katz, Squeak Carnwell, you know, some major artists.
Yeah, those are important artists. Yeah, it sounds like a very interesting show. Where is that happening?
In Geyserville.
Oh, in Geyserville.
At where the exhibit is. Let me get the facts here. It's at Dallas A. Sanders Textiles in Geyserville. But there's also I wanted to mention something going on beginning September 25th. By the way, I think Art Garfunkel is going to be here in town September 25th. That just raced across my consciousness because I've always been a fan. But up in Sonoma, in the Sonoma Valley Museum of Art, we've got the Red Violin, and we've got, you know, a classic violinist, Elizabeth Pitcairn, performing. Again, you just can't get away from all that's going on here.
I know. Actually, another event that I'm interested in that's happening at the end of September on the 24th and the 25th. It's a world premiere collaboration between Napa Shakes and the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C. They're bringing in a very eminent British actor by the name of Derek Jacobi. He's right up there with Sir Ian McKellen.
Oh, he's one of the major actors of our time.
Well, that's right. And I think many audiences here will be familiar with Derek Jacobi from Vicious, which is the PBS series that he co-stars in with Ian McKellen. Anyway, so Jacobi's coming to Wine Country, to the Lincoln Theatre in Yountville and the Green Music Centre in Roanoke Park. He's going to be doing a show with a Folger Consort, which is this wonderful early music ensemble. And it brings together these two 17th century British masters pieces for the stage. So Henry Purcell's chamber opera Dido and Aeneas and Shakespeare's Measure for Measure. So it's going to be a sort of a mashup of these two works. The show is going to be performed here first, and then it's heading in October to the Kennedy Center.
Wow. Natalie tweets, for the indie music scene, the fall lineup at the Lost Church at San Francisco Mission District is incredible.
Right. And I can believe it. They always have good programming there.
Isn't also San Francisco Symphony's doing Space Odyssey?
Yeah, they do. That's right. Some good film programming. Yeah, they also have Steve Reich
all the concert,
anniversary.
I mean, they're doing all the score from it.
Right.
The whole concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just one day, Saturday, the 5th of November. Some of these, tickets are a lot more expensive than other ones. What was I reading about? I've been reading, stuffing my head with all these things that are going on in the fall, but I was reading something about a $175 ticket. Does that ring a bell with you, Chloe?
I can believe it. I mean, they really do range in price. You know, sometimes you can line up right before a show and get a really good deal. And especially if you're a student or a veteran, you can pay well over $100 for a ticket sometimes. But, it's possible still to get a good deal, too.
Here's a comment from a listener, another tweet from Anne Marie, who says, don't forget USF's Thatcher Gallery. It's free and open to all daily.
Okay.
So, we're talking about $175 tickets. There's a free ticket you can avail yourself of, and we can avail ourselves of another call. Henry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Michael. Just wanted to know if your speaker had any information on SF Fest, which I did buy tickets to next Sunday at AT&T Park with Journey, Santana, Doobie Brothers, and Steve Miller Band, I think. It sounds like it might be a great concert.
Chloe,
yeah,
remember?
I mean, yes, that sounds like a lot of fun. They always seem to put on some great programming. I wasn't actually familiar with this specific concert, but I'm glad you're going, and do let us know if you enjoy it.
Yeah, and again, those of you who are listening can let us know what you particularly might be excited about seeing or experiencing. Let me get another caller on her from El Cerrito. Richard, welcome.
Thank you. Am I on air?
You are.
Thank you. Wonderful program. Thank you for it. I thought you were talking about expensive ticket prices a moment ago. I'm the artistic director of the Morrison Artist Series at San Francisco State, which is a major presenter of chamber music in the region. We bring ensembles from all over the United States and Europe to perform some of the great chamber music of all periods. And now in our 61st year, every single concert is admission-free to the public. So I thought your listeners would like to know about that.
Yeah, I'm sure many would, and I thank you for that. You may also like to know that I mentioned the San Francisco Symphony doing a Space Odyssey. They're also doing De Los Muertos, a whole concert on that. What else do you have in your quiver here, Chloe?
Well, there is a new theatrical extravaganza opening in the North Beach neighborhood in San Francisco. The official opening date is October the 13th. It's going into previews. This is a show called The Speakeasy, and it seeks to recreate the atmosphere of a 1920s speakeasy, complete with the showgirls and gambling and secret passwords. So it takes place in this labyrinthine space in North Beach, and it models itself, Michael, on these immersive theatre pieces that are sort of all the rage right now. Many people might have heard of Sleep No More from Britain's Punch Drunk Theatre Company. It was a huge hit on Broadway. Should I explain what immersive theatre is?
I think you should.
All right. So immersive theatre is basically performance which puts the audience members right in the centre of the story. So it's sort of like being in the middle of a video game or a 3D movie, rather than just sort of sitting in the dark passively watching something happening behind a proscenium. So the speakeasy is therefore this choose your own adventure. So you have all these different characters milling around you, like mob bosses and showgirls, and they're creating the theatre right sort of next to you sometimes, using the dialogue and the song and the dance. So this show wants to make itself a permanent addition to San Francisco's nightlife. It actually had a sort of a beta test run a couple of years ago in another space. And another thing people should know about it is there's a dress code, and they're encouraging people to turn up dressed as flappers and mobsters. I don't think you have to, but it's encouraged, and there's lots of audience participation too.
Well, we've got a recommendation from Howard, who says the Poodle Day Festival on September 24th in Carmel. I assume that's not poodle dresses. That's the
poodle dogs.
The canines, yes.
Yeah, I heard also about this cat festival that's coming up in Oakland. In Oakland, I think, too. Yeah, people are all about their pets.
And David recommends San Francisco Music Day, SF Music Day, which he describes as a free, again, free, one-day festival of high-quality music from 35 ensembles at Herbst Theater on September 25th.
Yeah, that looks to be a really interesting event, just for the sheer variety of it and the fact that it's so inclusive. I think, you know, for anyone who wants to learn more about the local music scene, it's definitely a great thing to do.
And let's learn more about what our listeners have to say. Maury, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. I just turned on my radio and I thought this was a book recommendation. Sorry, I had only a book recommendation, if you don't mind. I just read a book which was really revealing and very interesting. It was called The Legacy of Jihad by Andrew Bostom, M at the end, not N like the city. And it's really interesting and very eye-opening about how Islam spread from its early beginning to even early 19th or 20th century.
Well, Maury, thank you for that recommendation. Tuck it away for when we do at one of our book hours. Appreciate hearing from you, though. And when calls come flowing in, people think maybe books, but it's entertainment, this segment with Chloe Veltman. Here's Steve, who says, I wanted to suggest an amazing guitar player coming to San Francisco, SF Jazz, excuse me. His name is Julian Lage, L-A-G-E. He'll be there September 8th to the 11th. Excellent young player, former child prodigy, highly recommended. Patricia in Sunnyvale says, the fall season of the Center for Literary Arts at the Martin Luther King Jr. Library is beginning this year, directed by San Jose State Professor Kathleen Miller. And here is David. David, you're on.
Hi, yes, good morning. Listen, I'm driving across town. I don't know if you guys had a chance to mention the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, if I missed that. Did you bring it up on the air so far?
We haven't yet brought up the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. What's going on there?
Oh, my goodness. Well, they have a fantastic season. They've got Deborah Voigt on the faculty now there. Leon Fleischer is going to be giving master classes throughout the year. There's a classical kickoff weekend. And the theme for the year is music and politics, which is certainly apt this fall. With music from the civil rights movement and the Russian Revolution, the Holocaust, what have you, it's just the great thing about it is nearly 500 concerts in a beautiful concert hall, most of which are free, and great opportunities for children. So just something to keep your eye on for families in the Bay Area. Thank you
for that, David. We realize how rich this Bay Area is in these kind of events. I mean, we're spoiled. We're lucky and we're spoiled.
Yes.
So what are you so excited about? I mean, what comes to the top for you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, many
things. Mention a lot of things, but anything that you're with bated breath?
Well, I mean, you know, everything that we've spoken about today, everything that I've picked, there's a certain amount of bated breath over. Otherwise, I wouldn't have picked those things. But there's a couple more things I'd love to get to. The first is this Foresight Foundation Homeland Security exhibition, which is coming up.
Where is that?
It's taking place in a bunch of disused military bunkers in the Presidio overlooking the bay, featuring 16 artists from all over the world. And looks to be really special and different in terms of tackling issues to do with security and what's home and things like that.
Chloe, thank you so much for your recommendations. Always good to have you on. Appreciate it.
It's a real pleasure. And people can find out a lot more because we're releasing our full guides this coming in the next few days.
And they can get that how?
KQED.org/arts.
And you can continue this discussion by going to KQED.org or actually going to Forum's website. Forum's produced by Judy Campbell, Irene Noguchi, Tina Larberg, Susan Britton, and Jeremy Siegel. Engineer is Howie Gelman. Senior editor Dan Zoll. Executive producer Joanne Wallace. I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio, the Germanicos Foundation, and the Generosity Foundation, and the Bernard Osher Foundation, supporting higher education and the arts.